Senate Bill 6. It's an act to require the notification of the Secretary of State of the nomination of certain convention nominees and of the election of certain party officials. Mr. Nelson.
Madam Chairman, members of the committee, a bill again from the Secretary of State's office, this dealing with the process that is used to get presidential and vice presidential candidates on the ballot when they represent one of the recognized political parties in the state. Heretofore, we've not had a formal process in how to get those names from the national conventions where they are nominated onto the ballot. We have simply asked the parties to send us an informal certification of who the nominees are from the national party conventions, and we've put them on the ballot. That has worked well up until this year when we ran across a little bit of a problem. You may remember the Reform Party had a national convention, and when that party met, they split into two national conventions and ended up with two nominees for president and vice president. And we were left with a situation of which of those do we recognize, which do we put on the ballot. Fortunately, in South Dakota, we were able to divine that out and ended up putting the Buchanan slate on the ballot, and we didn't have a problem with that. Other states ended up in some large legal issues as to who to put on the ballot and ended up into some court cases. What we would like to do with this bill is simply put a couple things into statute that would allow us to deal very effectively with that situation if it were to ever occur again. First of all, we're simply adding a requirement that if you're a recognized party, Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, or Reform, that you have to, as your national convention, certify to us your nominee for president and vice president. The second thing that we're doing is we're saying that if for some reason that certification doesn't come or is inconclusive, that the Secretary of State would have the right to ask the state party chairman of that party who the nominee is and who should in fact go on our general election ballot. In order to facilitate that, on page 2 of the bill, we are also asking the recognized parties within the state to tell us who is your chairperson when that person is elected so that we know who the point of contact is with each of our political parties. Be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson. Additional proponents. Additional proponents on Senate Bill 6. Seeing none, are there opponents on Senate Bill 6? Opponents. Seeing none, close to committee questions. We will close to committee action. Chair would entertain a motion. Representative Mitchell.
I move to pass.
Thank you. Representative Mitchell moves to pass.
Second.
Seconded by Representative Hemhoff. Discussion on that motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Aye.
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 Marshall.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Sixth. Aye.
Slaughter.
Aye.
Pennies.
Aye.
Donovan. Aye. Senate Bill 6 goes to the floor with a unanimous vote.